You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to help you plan that unbelievable travel experience. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
The following segment is from NFL University on the SB Nation NFL Show, where we're discussing your favorite team. Subscribe to the SB Nation NFL Show to make sure you don't miss conversations like this one.
Justice isn't here to hear me say it, but I'm officially on the Packers are the team to beat in the playoffs. They, I think, are the most consistent team right now, and Rodgers has just been absolutely carving people up.
For Pro Football Writers of America, I'm not going to vote for Rodgers because of that. So he does not get my vote. And shout out to Justice, our co-host, who seems like he's taking this Packers job a little too seriously by copying what's going on with the Packers. They're really tough, man. They're really good. Those throws that Rodgers is making, what are you supposed to do against that, man? Like, how do you coach against passes that are literally perfect? Like, there's nothing the DBs can do, and he does that every game. Last week it was on prime time, so everybody saw it, but I mean, those throws have been happening all season. He is about as good as it gets, man. He's playing at another level. Them having the bye will be nice too, just because the NFC has to go through Lambeau Field. He no longer has to worry about Mike McCarthy, so you would imagine his fortune will be a lot better. Rodgers' fortune will be a lot better now, and they're a good team too. Like, they have pieces all around. I think their secondary is starting to come along. I agree with you. I think because of the injuries, like, to the Bucs, because we're not sure how healthy they'll be. And then even the Cowboys, like, they're not going to be at full strength. I think with a team like the Packers, you will need multiple weapons. And I don't think they're going to run into a team in the NFC that's just going to be able to slow them down while they'll be able to slow the other team down. So, yeah, I agree. They're going to be tough to beat. And a big reason why is that bye.
I think the scariest teams in the NFL, especially when it comes to the postseason, are the ones that no matter who is trotting out on the field for them, they're still scary. And I think that's what Aaron Rodgers does for the Packers. I think he turned a team with, again, besides Devontae Adams, I mean, you have Alan Lazard, who was this former Iowa State wide receiver, thought there was going to be a tight end, somehow still made it as a wide receiver in the NFL. Marquez Valdes-Scantling. I mean, a lot of guys that didn't have a lot of name power coming out of the draft and the first year or two in the league, and all of a sudden they're really lighting it up with Rodgers throwing them passes. The A.J. Dillon pick wasn't seen with a lot of positivity, and all of a sudden now, like, when Aaron Jones can't go, A.J. Dillon is just as scary, just in his own way. And as you mentioned, the pieces are all around, especially on defense, the secondary. Jair Alexander, I believe he's hurt. Quote me if I'm wrong, but a piece to build on. Adrian Amos. Rashawn Gary is really coming into his own as an edge rusher as well. Kenny Clark's consistent as all get out there in the interior. This team is very scary. And unlike the Bucs, who seem to really take a step back sometimes when some of their main pieces are missing, I just don't think that happens for the Packers. I don't care who's running out there. As long as Aaron Rodgers is kind of conducting things and throwing passes, I think they're the scariest team in the NFC.
You can listen to the rest of this conversation by subscribing to the SB Nation NFL Show wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, this is Scott Galloway, author, professor, entrepreneur, and most importantly, host of the Prop G podcast. We got a special series running on right now called The Future of Work, where I answer all your questions on, surprise, the future of work. Questions including, what are we missing when we work remotely? Or how do we handle work-life balance when a major opportunity comes knocking? From the provocative to the technical, we're offering insights you won't want to miss. So tune in to The Future of Work, a Prop G Pod special sponsored by Canva. You can find it on the Prop G Pod wherever you get your podcasts.